Hello and welcome to the Skeleton Boys, a horror movie podcast. I'm Rolando.
And I'm Johnny.
And welcome back to our very special series. The Skeleton Boys presents Halloween, A Journey, where we are going back and reviewing the first eight Halloween movies. This week, we're reviewing Halloween 3 and 4. But first...
Let me say Halloween 3 and 4 the way Michael Myers would say it.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah, you're nice. Welcome.
I heard the Irish influence of the... of what you did.
Yeah. It was real, like, there's so many layers and levels.
Yeah. John will give us the plot in five words, and we'll go into our first thoughts and then go to a deep spoiler analysis after. We're going to do a mini review of Malignant. And so, John, you wanted to talk about Malignant? Probably the most divisive movie to come out this year. Probably.
Oh, how so?
I see this movie as a measure of whether or not we're going to be friends or not. Whether you that's how divisive I think it is.
Don't worry, ladies and gentlemen. This conversation comes up weekly.
Yeah.
I remember we talked about it a bit, and I initially saw it, and I was like way too drunk to be watching it. And I started getting pissed because I was like, what is this trash? But then when I started rewatching it sober, I was like, oh my God, he's making a fucking, it's like an 80s camp movie got a facelift. That's all it is.
Yeah.
And that was like clearly the intention, and it was really fun.
Mm-hmm.
I had some like pretty belly aching laugh moments. Because like the intentional, like, anyway, I'm just going to start talking about the movie, but yeah, I really enjoyed it. Like there's one moment in particular. I mean, there's several, but there's like one moment in particular. I was like, oh my God, that's so fucking funny. Our main hero slash villain's sister goes to like an old, like an abandoned insane asylum.
Oh yeah.
And she's like, oh no, of course the files are in the basement, which was already funny, right? It was so stupid. Like, okay. So she goes down to the basement and she's like, oh, I got to find these files. And she pulls like the first box. The files are right there. Like, oh, here they are. I was like, oh my
God. Yeah.
That was the funniest thing I'd ever seen. And by that point, I was like, I think it took me, I don't know, like half an hour into the movie before I was aware that the villain was like probably the back of her head. I was like, oh, okay. She like smacked the back of her head.
Yeah.
You know, I'm waiting for this, like, because every time she felt her face, she's like, oh, she's bloody or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then it reminded me of all those other things I've seen where it's like that same legendary tale about the man who had a conjoined twin in the back of his head that he covered with his hair. And he did all these, like, if I remember the legend correctly, which I think the guy was a real guy. He would kill people. And he said it was because like his twin was whispering stuff to him.
Yeah.
So he went insane.
Yeah. No, I 100% agree. I love this movie. And at first it's super campy and kind of like, what, why, you know, yeah. Why are we spending, why is this so awkward and like just silly? And then we get and kind of get into like the scares, which are really good. We get into some of the more like action-y scenes towards the end, and all that stuff's just so well directed by James Wan. The guy can just like,
the fucking, he's so confident. Scene?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. He's, oh yeah. Yeah.
Awesome.
With a reveal, yeah, like that, yeah, the kind of the big reveal where she's asleep, right, as the thing's alive, and so the twin in her head puts her to sleep, and she puts her like in a jail or whatever with all these like really what is it, offensive caricatures, like a chola and
yeah,
there are all these
like
women,
very extreme Yeah, you're right. Like caricatures, stereotypes of like just the different ethnicities, but they're all ganging up on this one girl.
it's pretty funny.
Like, and then she kind of lets.
Yeah, she like lets loose and everything, and it's just a really, really fun horror movie, and it was the exact opposite of what I expected.
Right. Did you see what was problematic about that one scene though?
What?
So, I mean, she gets locked up because they are under the impression that she's a killer, which technically she is.
Yeah.
She, like, they're still unaware that her twin or whatever is, like, in the back of her head. So when she gets knocked out and the twin comes up and starts massacring all the other women in the jail cell, which was also a very big holding cell.
yeah.
Technically, a man went ahead and massacred a bunch of women inside of a jail cell.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because it's Gabriel.
It's Gabriel. I didn't think that much into it. I was just...
Oh, no, but, but I for thought the ride, about but... it, James Wan. I'm on to you, James Wan.
Sexist. That's what he is.
I think he forgot it was about family is a problem.
yeah but yeah, no, this movie is like excellent, and I think it's probably gonna, I've only saw it the one time, but I think it's only gonna get better with second rewatches, because now I know what it is, because I was expecting like any James Wan movie, you know what I mean, like he's directed like Insidious or like a Conjuring type of movie where everything's pretty much like, you know, serious, right? Yeah. Like everything's kind of like a horror,
yeah
stuff like that. So no, but this is completely opposite. And you know what's funny is I feel like he took the same approach to Aquaman, which is why that movie's just really silly. Yeah. Just over the top. And I feel like he took those similar sensibilities and just kind of took them to this movie or this script and stuff, and I see a lot of similarities in tone, I guess, like this just over dramatic, over, you know, comedy and just like silly stuff.
But still paying attention to detail, which is probably why I figured out what was going on pretty quickly. Because obviously it was a person walking backwards when it was Gabriel. You know, like,
right,
there was no,
yeah.
It didn't take me long to realize, like, oh, he's this person is like walking backwards, sort of. But yeah, as far as Aquaman. I also feel like he was like, do you want the source material? Like, here are the comics. He's like, these are pretty good. But have you guys seen this fucking cartoon? This is fire.
Yeah.
I want to make this movie.
She's like, I want to make a K-drama.
Yeah. they had to talk him out of having Aquaman ride in on two dolphins.
That would have been great. Oh man, that would have been so awesome. I would have been there for it.
They had the octopus drummer, you know, which is also part of the cartoon.
Yeah. Part of the cartoons, yeah. No, yeah, this movie is excellent. Excellent, excellent movie. Just all around.
Now we have to talk about other excellent movies? Question mark.
Other movies. Yeah. Sometimes we just really stepping it, and we overcommit to projects. But here we are. So,
oh my god!
Oh man!
We're gonna do the what was shit? Not is it Trancers? Do you remember that series with the what's his name? The dude with the white hair. Trancers. Is it Trancers? It was like this weird science fiction series that came out the same time as Puppet Master. And then at some point they had like a weird crossover, but it wasn't Puppet Master. It was like the other offshoot, like Demon Dolls or like something like that.
Oh, yeah. Something like
and
that. Yeah.
The Trancers crossover was he became a miniature person and he's fighting off all these like Demon Dolls that are his size. We're missing out.
Jeez.
Never mind. That's what we're doing next. Every month, we're going to be reviewing another series of shitty films.
Yeah. Okay. So we probably should just get into Halloween 3 and 4.
Halloween 3 and 4.
So do you have, John, do you want to give us Halloween 3's plot in 5 words?
Johnny.
5 words.
Plot summary.
Rolando, drum roll, please.
You know what? I had one for Malignant. Let me just say it real quick. I forgot. Campy 80s gets facelift. There you go. That was it.
I like that you said 80s because a lot of people have been reviewing it. Says like, oh, it's a total spoof for campy 90s movies. I'm like, really? I lived through the 90s. I saw all of those movies. It's nothing like it. This is nothing like the 90s. This is all 80s. 100% 80s.
90s is when they tried really hard to go like a little too extreme and it just came off goofy. As we're learning right now with the Halloween series.
Okay, cool. Excellent. Excellent 5 word for Malignant. What are your 5 word plot summary for Halloween 3?
Okay, let's see. I think I have, okay, I have 2 of them and then there's one that applies to both of them.
let's do that one first.
Okay. For Halloween 3 and 4, John's 5 word plot summary is how America treats the youth.
America treats the youth. Okay, yeah, that's not bad. I like it.
Trying to kill kids.
Yep.
And then Halloween 3, I have proof masks are killing us.
Socially relevant commentary. I love it.
Unless you listen to this 20 years down the line, which we might all be dead anyway, so it doesn't matter. Because the world's burning. Unless you don't believe that, then good for you. And then my last one for Halloween 3. Bring back banging Tom Atkins.
Dude, man. He is like a fuck magnet in this movie, man.
Pretty much any movie he's in, he's like, I guess I need to get fucked. Give me a bottle of booze and I'm gonna fuck.
Just like that John Carpenter's like, I'm gonna cast this guy as the fuck guy. The fuck boy in all my movies. He's gonna...
And this one, he's like, I think my character would be drinking every fucking scene.
And he just looks like, it's so funny. Tom Atkins looks like everyone's dad. So funny. Mild-mannered, a groomed mustache.
Like probably one of the largest noggins in Hollywood.
Yeah.
He's got a huge head.
So Halloween 3, Season of the Witch is a departure from the first two movies. It's gone away from the slasher and it's the experimental one, right?
Well, I would say it is just the non-Michael Myers.
Because
I think we talked about it. The intention with the Halloween series, according to Carpenter, was always supposed to be just different tales associated with Halloween, like different horrific stories. But of course, people didn't like this because they're like, no, we need Michael Myers because the second one is the best movie that has ever graced the earth.
Well, didn't they take, they took a number of years to, that was from 3 to 4. I'm sorry. Yeah, they took like 10 years to do 3 to 4.
Right.
2 to 3, I think three kind of came a couple of years after. And you're right. John Carpenter wanted to make like these anthology tales of Halloween series, and of course, you know, Halloween being the cultural phenomenon it was, people were like, oh no, we gotta continue to milk that cow. So
I think the problem was the second one. If the second one hadn't existed, you could probably get away with this.
The second one
would have been cool.
The second one is the mistake every film franchise does, right? Try to over explain on the things that were cool, right?
Like, yeah, no matter how silly it seems.
Yeah, like, oh, I need backstory on Boba Fett or something, you know what I mean? Like, cool characters that pop up, or you know, I want more information. But generally those ideas are not interesting.
Luckily they fix all these problems on 4 on with, right?
Yeah. We'll see. And you know what's funny is Halloween 3 Season of the Witch kind of has this cult following, And I'm not sure if it's ironic cult following or it's just people generally found things to like about this movie. Because I think this movie is just so bad, like B-movie bad. I actively do not get this movie. And I've seen it a number of times and I've tried to like get into it and try to like understand where this like cult following comes from. But I don't know. I mean, when we were talking about doing the series, you said you liked 3, and I was like,
yeah,
really?
I thought probably 3 was one like of my favorite
the
one.
Worst one. So that's interesting. So do you want to just take a second, just kind of like talk about why you like this movie?
Yeah, sure. I mean, okay. So for me, I after watching it, initially I was like, what the fuck was this? You know, the first time I ever saw it. In fact, I remember this being one of those movies that was always like on what, TBS or something late at night. You know, it was like one of those movies. What's like another good example of like one of these movies? I would say like one of like the middle Friday the 13th movies, like between like 3 and whatever, like they always show the same
movie. Right, right, yeah.
And I remember watching and thinking like, this movie is like really weird and cool. It's like super 80s. What is this? And it was like, oh, Halloween 3. And then that was like, I think during that time when I realized a lot of movies could be named the same thing. So in my head, I didn't think it was associated with the franchise.
Right. Oh.
Yeah. And then when I found out it was, I was like, what the hell? Like, why wasn't Michael Myers in this? And I had the same questions everybody else had. And then when I finally became savvy to the information about Carpenter's like idealistic version of this whole franchise, which if they had gone with that, we would have movies forever, you know?
Maybe,
like that
yeah.
could have been like the big, I mean, I guess you make a lot of money. People still want to go watch Michael Myers, which is like funny. It's like, I don't think William Shatner gets any money from that.
No.
But yeah, I really liked it because I really liked the whole, like the weird town. These like, I guess ultimately they're supposed to be warlocks, right? They call them witches, but I don't really see that many witches in the movie. There's maybe like one or two. But again, they don't even do any witchy stuff because they're not like traditional witches or warlocks or whatever. Mm. They're like people that use, I guess, science to their advantage as along with like spells. Does that make
Stonehenge.
Sense? Stonehenge. Stonehenge. Yeah. Which is also like another thing that was like around before the movie, like that idea.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just thought it was like fun. Like everything about it was like fun. But I'm also into movies like what Killer Clowns from Outer Space and stuff.
Well,
like that.
I mean, so am I. I mean, I can appreciate Killer Clowns from Outer Space now. You know what I mean? Because it's a movie that's like trying to have fun. You know, even though because they know they're in a kind of a silly premise. And I just found this movie. I don't get it. I don't understand this movie.
You got Tom Atkins like just getting drunk all the time and like fucking. Like, you know, women that are clearly like 30 years younger than he is. And
that are just like, just throwing themselves at him. I mean, this is such a like.
The weird, like Irish warlocks or like whatever.
I mean, there's only really the one. It's the main, was it Cochran? What's his name?
Yeah.
Or is it? Connell Cochran?
Johnny Cochran.
John Cochran. And I mean, I get a lot of the, I feel like Carpenter did come up, this was an idea he came up with, right? And then this was like the last thing he was associated with, I think, until further on. I think he sold the rights after this one.
Oh, okay.
And I see a lot of like interesting thriller, science fiction ideas that pop up through his movies that sort of peer their heads. The closest probably is probably They Live. Mm. But only that movie does the things that they're doing in this movie better. And they have better, you know, fully realized ideas like about control, about mind control, villain, aliens and stuff like that. Like different kind of like weird, bizarre sci-fi stuff that he tackles. It's kind of hinted in this, but they're just throwing whatever. They're like, it's Stonehenge. It's warlocks. It's like all of these really like nutso things that I don't think are as interesting as
just commercialism,
you know, show up later. Right. Yeah. Commercialism and ads. Like the biggest thing in this one is that annoying Silver Shamrock ad. That,
which I thought was really cool because, if I'm not mistaken, because I was kind of listening to it, it's just a sped up version of the Halloween track, and then they just kind of manipulated some of the tones, so it made it like a jingle. Yeah. So in the fourth one, you can actually kind of hear underneath the bum 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 bum, like this Shamrock, the theme. Because I guess
I guess
in the whole universe, this movie still exists in the Halloween universe.
But it doesn't, because they were watching Halloween. So it's outside. So Halloween is a movie in this Halloween 3. So you got to say, like, Season of the Witch is the real world, and then the movie world Halloween. Halloween 2. So
or is it a meta thing like in Scream, where they were basing a film off of real life things? I don't know.
But it was Jamie Lee Curtis, so you think, oh, I mean, that could be. Did we stumble upon a good idea? Wait a minute. You make a real movie, a real Halloween movie about the real, quote unquote, real events, because all the other Halloween movies are fake.
Right.
I feel like somebody's done that before.
I feel like Wes Craven kind of did that with New Nightmare.
New Nightmare. Right. Yeah, that's right. That movie was stealing New Nightmare plot.
I think that
doesn't make sense.
but I still think like people undersell that movie.
It's good. It's good on. It's really good on a, like, I like that movie a lot because it's interesting because it's a meta commentary on sequels and who and sort of like a kind of a exaggeration spoof on Wes Craven himself because after the series, he's kind of making fun of himself a little bit. And I mean, how many opportunities do you get to do that in a movie, you know, kind of like take digs at your own self and then kind of make a movie about sequels and movies and all this meta commentary that's going on.
Yeah.
But anyways, Season of the Witch. This movie, I mean, I think the Blaine, like, underwritten of the women are so terrible, and the sexism and
super sexist. It's super sexist.
Yeah, just, you know, like, because the plot is basically like this doctor meets a young girl, they quote unquote merely fall in love, and then he's having all these problems with his ex-wife, he's always nagging him, and then he's able to like get away with that, sleep with some young girl, kills her, right, because she's a quote unquote robot. Oh, and so he's like got free for it. And I love his idea of like, oh, I'm going out of town, let me take a six pack. Let me get out of this fucking town.
But you could also argue that even though like this guy's supposed to be your hero and he's a real shitty person, he is not your hero after all. Like ultimately he is not a hero. In fact, nobody you know, wins that, in this one.
I think that was one of the things that I think I felt like the beginning is really slow because there's things going on, but none of it's interesting and we don't know who anybody is, right? Like there's no direction for it. And then we meet the doctor, I forgot his name, but we meet, what is his name? Tom Atkins, character Daniel or whatever. And he is so passive, right? He's an incredibly passive main character through most of the movie. And things are happening and he's not really, there's no like stakes set up. So there's no like through line character you can like emotionally attach to all these things that are going on, other than you have just the general plot of, which I'm not even sure what the plan is for these warlocks, what they exactly want to do. They want to like sacrifice children specifically for Stonehenge.
I thought it was something to do with like appeasing one of their gods. Like they got to do it every, like Season of the Witch, they got to do it like every often or whatever, and of course they always succeed. Yeah. And this one time where they think that they're not going to succeed, he still succeeds. So I think the idea is Cochran, even though it looks like he dies at the end, doesn't. Like he's probably like ancient, like
right?
He's immortal. That's why he wasn't too concerned about them like destroying all the stuff. He's like, whatever. That's what it felt like at the end. He was real blasé about the whole situation. Like, oh, we're gonna stop you. Like, sure, okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, absolutely. Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. Yeah, it kind of was. And I guess also people really enjoy the ending about open-ended ending, right? The fact that we don't know whether It looks like it's not 100%, but it looks like those commercial ads, actually one of them got through and eventually like wiped out, I don't know, a large portion of kids.
Yeah, yeah.
For some reason.
He was able to like maybe stop one of them, but then he couldn't convince the other people to stop, which is weird. It's like, why wouldn't you believe somebody from a random phone at a gas station in the middle of nowhere, you know?
Screaming about he doesn't have any evidence or proof. But stop on the commercials! Yeah, no, this movie just, I don't get it. I don't get it. So I'm resound with the fact that I don't understand fandom, like every piece of fandom that are in movies. I think this is one that I'll sit out. I don't get it. Yeah. I don't get this movie.
We're going to have wildly different ratings.
Yeah. To the people that like it, I mean, all power to you guys. Enjoy, right? But this isn't the movie that I don't get. I don't get the fun. I can't have any fun in the movie, you know, because I get that it's B movie and kind of like these really big concepts, but I thought a lot of the direction was flat. Some of the acting is bad, poorly scripted. I don't know. I just can't get into it.
Oh man. So. Well, yeah, I liked it. And I think it's worlds better than the second Halloween.
Yeah, oh yeah, dude, totally. I wish I remember what I rated it, because I don't remember. Oh, what did we settle
on? I think
on?
I gave it like a one two or two? Something, or one, or I don't remember.
Yeah, it was something like
that. Such a long time ago. No, I'm just kidding. It was last weekend.
Yeah, I know. All right, do you want to add anything else to Season of the Witch?
No. Oh, other than those masks are like insanely hard to find now, that they actually did make them for the film and then they took off, which is kind of funny because like they seem like masks that I remember growing up with, but apparently they were like released for that film and then they were only for that film.
Crazy. Yeah. So they were the pumpkin head,
the skeleton.
What else did they have? Like a
right?
Ghoul, skeleton. Yeah. The skeleton one was cool.
And then
I like the skeleton.
Was there like a Frankenstein one?
That was in 4. Oh, that was a little boy in 4 who had the Frankenstein, I think, right? Because I know there's a little kid in 4 who has a
skeleton
right. mask.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Look.
Or
oh,
a Frankenstein
shit,
mask.
Ooh. They look cool, though. Here, everybody at home, can you see this? Oh, no, because it's a screen on my phone.
Yeah.
All right, sweet. So I guess we're getting into the ratings.
Ratings. John, how many sexy spoons do you want to give it?
How many sexy spooky bones will you give it? Sexy bones. Ooh, sexy bones. Well, I know what you need. Show us your sexy.
Don't do that. Just rate the movie.
I'm going to give Halloween 3, Season of the Witch, 7 sexy spooky bones.
Damn, that is...
Thanks for being different.
That is a lot of sexy Tom Atkin bones. Jesus Christ. All right, I'm going to go... I'll go 3... sexy spooky bones. I did not have any fun with this movie. No fun at all. All right. Let's switch over to the return of Michael Myers with Halloween 4. John, do you want to give us a plot in 5 words?
Let's see. For Halloween 4, the return of Michael Myers,
Loomis and Myers, split personality.
Ooh.
Otherwise, okay. That's what I'm going to guess is actually going on for the series here on out, because it makes no sense that they're back after the end of the second.
So Loomis is the conjoint twin in Michael Myers' head?
Yes.
Or
I think, yeah, I would think Loomis is, yeah, the back of the head.
The back of the head. He looks like a back of a head. Yeah. His face looks like a back of a head. So.
And then I have...
For Halloween 4, yep, it can get sillier.
Yeah. Yeah. now we're in the the thick of Halloween, right? It's all just
it is super. You're either a fanatic, yeah, or you're a purist and hate all these films.
Yeah.
It's kind of like how people are like either love Jason or they're like, no, only mom was the best one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which arguably, the mom was the best one.
You end up finding your favorites. I think this is like part of the diminishing returns of horror sequels. It's also part of the tradition, right? This Friday 13th, Nightmare on Elm Street, you get diminished returns the more and more sequels come. So, right. But yeah, Halloween 4, it takes place 10 years after, and we see the return of Michael Myers. It's in the title, right? And then we also have the return of Dr. Loomis, the worst psychiatrist in any movie I've ever seen. So,
don't worry, even though they blew themselves up at the end of the first film,
it's quickly explained away in the first minute or two. Yeah.
Yeah, luckily Dr. Loomis only had a little bit of slight burning on one side of his face. Even though that was a pretty massive explosion, and Michael Myers walked out fully ablaze and collapsed.
So, John, what did you think? What were your first thoughts on Halloween 4, The Return of Michael Myers?
I don't know. Like, if you thought the third one was sexist.
Okay.
This one was like, what was one of the first things that you hear about the daughter, not the little girl who's supposed to be the niece, but like are kind of like heroine the whole time. It's like, oh no, you don't want a porker for a daughter. Like, she was really concerned about how big she was, and I was like, what the fuck is this?
Who wrote that? Yeah, that's a really bad scene. Yeah.
And then what's his name from like Buffy, right?
Buffy,
right? That actor, oh wow, I'm totally prepared for this. He is like kind of like the boyfriend, I guess, or not the boyfriend. I don't know. That whole like high school drama stuff was a little confusing to me.
Well, I mean, it seemed like he was
Sasha Jensen.
Oh, the guy from Dazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The main quote unquote boyfriend character.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't know he acted in anything else, to be honest.
No. Dazed. And, yeah, he was Buffy. He was David Arquette's like best friend. He was like the first guy to become a vampire, I think.
Really?
And I think he was also like in My Boyfriend's Back. I think he's
Dead?
He's in that one.
Oh. Yeah. Huh. I did not know that. Go ahead.
I didn't particularly love the acting in this. A lot of it, like a lot of the explanations are like I thought the second one was pretty silly, but these are like, oh, don't explain anything at all, please. This is getting dumber and dumber. Like, oh, she had a daughter. I'm like, oh, when?
When?
You know, and then they're like, was it this movie? It was this movie, right? Where, they're like, oh, there he is. And like, there's like a Michael Myers, like, no, he's over there. And then there's like four Michael Myers, and these kids are like, ha ha ha, we're fucking funny. I was like, fucking shoot them. What is this? It makes sense that there's only Lewis white people in this movie. That's the only logical explanation, is it's all.
Well, Lewis has a history of killing kids. Not only is he bloodthirsty to kill Michael Myers, he killed that one kid, and two, he burned him to death. Got that. That poor kid in two, who is actually Jamie Lee Curtis's, boy, or was it Laura had a crush on that she mentions? He burned up, roasted. So when Loomis pulls the gun on that kid, I'm like, oh, he's gonna murder that kid. I was totally convinced because.
Because Loomis so horny to kill Michael Myers, even though he had 10 years to kill him in between films, apparently.
It's true.
So, explain that, Halloween franchise. You can't.
I agree. This movie's not... There's tons wrong with this movie, right?
Yeah. And apparently like you mentioned, the fifth one just continues, just picks up.
But you know what? Here's one good thing. Okay, so like I mentioned before, like I've never seen these like 4, 5, and 6, right? So this is the first time I'm watching them like with fully attention, and I feel like I've seen them before. I feel like that you're absolutely right about the script not being good. The dialogue is pretty bad. Like intentions and motivations for certain characters are terrible. Loomis is like just a caricature. He's not even like a real person at this point. But I really like that the two sisters. Oh, yeah. I like the actors. I thought they, for what they're given, they grounded their parts. I thought they did the best they could with what they were given. And I believed them, and I like that there's a central character, which is one of the, you know, I just mentioned that I didn't like about Season of the Witch was it didn't really have like a central character. It had a very passive character.
Right.
And I feel like these women are, you kind of have an idea who they are and where they're going and what's happening to them. And I actually really like the ending too with the, basically she becomes a murderer.
Yeah.
She kills a mom and so therefore it's, she's taking up after her uncle, right? Or
which
niece?
This point, uncle, timeline wise, this is a rip of Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2, which I know is like one of the silliest ones. But remember at the end, she like grabs the chainsaw and then she like kind of sort of becomes a new Leatherface.
No, I mean, it's a twist that is pretty plausible, right? Like it's not anything that I thought was groundbreaking, but it definitely leads me to think like, okay, well they're in part five, so I want to see where that story picks up. It may go nowhere, it may suck, right? But at least there's like a continuation of the two character stories.
That's true. Yeah.
Which is something this series has had a problem with, right? Like from Laura, she was like in part two, but she was barely in part two, right? They try to make it all about Michael Myers. Season 3 doesn't really have a strong protagonist. I'm hoping these two characters and part five pick up where, you know, we have more of a through line story arc for them. I don't know. I liked them.
I think
to put it simply,
they're just trying to go back to form where they are introducing a child character that is like immortal and impossible to like fight. Because a full grown woman was murdered by a child is what I saw.
Yeah,
a child with a knife who had like plenty of time to like scream and look at her instead of like fight.
Yeah, it kind of goes to that whole like, I don't know, I like that it mirrored the opening shot of Halloween, right, as a reference, you know, basically.
But again, the way Carpenter approaches that is in that opening, the sister isn't really aware that Michael is there until it's too late. You know, in this one, like the way they've been like doing these films, it kind of feels like there's like too much time in between so they can like shoot the scream, they can shoot the reaction instead of it being more, again, plausible. Because that's what I really enjoyed about the first one. It's just like, oh, fuck, like I'd probably be fucking killed too. Like if I didn't know he was right behind me the whole time until it was too late, instead of giving like almost like 30 seconds of reaction.
Not only that, he's like, they do the whole like he's superhuman. This is the one thing I don't like about this series, they try to explain everything like, oh, the phones don't work because of Michael Myers. He thought to cut the phone line. He thought to do this and he thought to cut the tires. And he thought, you know, like he's always like explained away. Like he's just this boogeyman that's everywhere. Right.
I think
like,
we're going to get into soon the people that taught him how to do all this shit because they don't really explain that. You know, because you remember somebody must have taught him how to drive in between, blah, 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 in the first movie. Character that we're going to get reintroduced to is in the first movie for like a quick second.
Gotcha. Yeah, because I was wondering about that because I was like, would it be interesting if they did like a prequel and kind of explain why this kid is the way he is? But I think one of these movies does that, right? Like in flashbacks.
Well, actually, I don't remember which one. To the present, it might not be a very good film, but it's going to be our late 90s, early 2000s introductions. I want to say we're going to have Paul Rudd in it. I'm pretty sure that's the film.
Oh, six. So that's six. Yeah. Because what is it? The Curse of Michael Myers. What's the next one? The Revenge, right? The Revenge of Michael Myers. And then The Curse is the one with Paul Rudd, which I kind of remember watching. Like, there's like details of who he was as a kid and stuff. They go into detail about that, which I kind of could be interested about if the.
Yeah, we got.
Sorry, Ness.
Paul Rudd in 1995.
Nice. He looks exactly the same.
So this has to be right after Clueless. Right after.
Maybe.
But
we'll
get into that later.
What was there anything else about this movie that you took from? Like, because I thought that I like that we're finally in 88 where it's starting to look a little more cinematic.
Yeah.
Now it's starting to look like 80s TV as opposed to like really bad
right.
70s
it's
TV.
Like borderline VHS. Like almost VHS quality.
Yeah. 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 I think that we have that jump.
Oh, shit. Is this person real? Nah, it's the television. What was another takeaway? Yeah, I couldn't get over that they kept making it seem like that actress was supposed to be like, I guess, like chubby or something. I mean, it wasn't the whole movie, but you know, like enough for me to question like what. And then yeah, I guess everybody else, all the other girls in the movie were like super thin, like stick thin almost, which we're probably going to see a lot more of as we get into like the 2000s.
Unfortunately. Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah. I the parts that are really silly, I guess eventually will be explained. Because to me, this whole like he's like superhuman and like you were saying, just like this like insanely amazing strategist. Like, was he in the fucking army and special ops? Like, what's going on? How does he know how to do all these things?
One question. Did they ever explain what happened with Laura? How did she die? Or did she just have this kid and not keep the kid?
No, I feel like she's just like,
because I mean,
I want to say she is in this locked movie? Up in an insane asylum right now. I feel like there is like a throwaway line to it. They do say that she's gone. And then, like, she did that on purpose, and, like, they changed the girl's last name.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, later, I think you learn that she's in an insane asylum. No, you know what? She's a teacher in one of them. The one with, what's his name? Josh Hartnett.
H2O.
Yeah,
H2O. Yeah.
Halloween Water.
Yeah, that's interesting. Halloween Water. Yeah, I was curious about that because I don't remember, like, it's kind of a big jump from, like, we haven't seen these characters and suddenly she's had a kid and we don't know where Laura is and all this other stuff. I'm like, what happened? Like, just seems rather plot convenient to just be like, oh, this is your niece or whatever, right? Or
yeah, and I think the one of the major downfalls of this franchise is, like, making Michael Myers related to this family and how, like, they explain that later too, which is again the person that taught him how to do all this stuff, but just like, oh, he really wants to kill these family members, because then it's like, then why doesn't he just kill these family members? Why the whole hurrah and like murder every single person around them first?
Yeah,
when there's plenty of chances to, you know.
No, absolutely. Yeah, he kills pretty randomly, if that's the case, right? Like, if he's just had one objective of just only killing his family, then why is he murdering
all these
other people?
I feel like they did a good job of retconning in the newer sequel, the one that's supposed to be a remake or like a the first one, yeah,
direct sequel
where
to
they're not related
the Halloween
anymore.
One, right?
And he's just like somebody that feeds off of murdering all these people, and then at this point he's just toying with Laura, you know,
right,
instead of them being related for no reason.
Yeah, that's just what is it, like the Darth Vader thing?
Yeah.
Oh, just make it related, you know what I mean? Like, after George Lucas did it, it's like, oh, people were so tripped out by it, they're like, oh, we gotta make everybody related. It's all about
brother and sister kissed in the movie before, though. Oh no, the first movie, sorry, they kissed. It's weird. They love each other.
Super weird. Yeah.
But yeah.
To be fair, she only kissed him just to spite Han, who she was having hot feelings for. So there was no, like, even though Luke liked it.
Maybe, right? I mean, at this point, it made me feel like maybe Luke is, like, asexual.
Maybe. He's a priest. He's a priest, damn it. Yeah. He doesn't have any kids or nothing. So, and that's Halloween 4.
Not my favorite, but I'm pretty sure I'm going to keep saying that for at least a handful more movies.
I think there probably isn't another good movie in the bunch, right? I'm going to make that claim.
I'm going to say once we start hitting the late 90s or the mid 90s, which will be pretty soon.
Yeah.
We'll start to have a different appreciation for them. And okay. Then we're going to start to get into the real campy stuff.
It
might be good. I don't know. We get Paul Rudd. We get to watch Paul Rudd.
Okay.
And if I remember correctly, it has a fun little ending with Paul Rudd.
Cool. Did you have any last thoughts on the film? Before we go into ratings?
No. I will say, like, it took me a while to watch this. I kept having to go back because I wasn't really paying attention. Like, would get a little bored and, like, phase out and be like, ah, shit, what did I just watch?
I think...
Sorry, Halloween 4.
All the problems that this series has is present in this movie, right? Low budget, poor scripts, some choice acting, and the trying to tie it to the other series. But I really like these two characters, these two new characters, sister characters that we met. I'm hoping the next one improves upon them in some way. I doubt it, but I have hope on, I'm leaning all my hope on these movies being interesting on these two characters. Oh, real quick, before we get to the ratings, I was going to say, I don't like that this Michael Myers has eyebrows.
I know. Yeah, the masks
it's not even scary anymore. Bad. Yeah, it's like somebody playing Michael Myers. It's just something not scary about the performance and the
give
look.
Give him a fucking goatee now. Whatever. Just do it.
I know, right?
Pierce his ear. Pierce his mask ear.
Get a face tattoo. But yeah, that was the only thing I was going to mention. So now we're going on to 5 and 6. So, John, how many sexy spooky bones do you give it?
For its effort, I will give it
3 sexy spooky bones.
I'm going to give it 4 sexy spooky bones, and I'm hoping the next one gets better, and I give it
a 4.5.
But we'll see. 4.5 for now. 4.75. Yeah. All right. Thank you for listening. And as always,
stay spooky.
Skeleton crew, it's time. The boys say goodbye. We love all of you. We really have to go poo. We'll miss you, but it's time for us to.